Down here at Brandywell Stadium today, can you just let me know why exactly you have called us upon here? What are we launching?
No, it was just something that the club felt that we needed to put out there about, you know, the new 13s league now is going to be starting in March. Our understanding to begin with, it wouldn't be starting until August. So, you know, because of this, we've had to sort of come up with a new plan. And the new plan we've come up with is that myself, I'm going to be the manager of the 13s. You know, that wasn't the original plan. And, you know, I've convinced Modi coming alongside me as assistant manager. So, you know, we're just getting that out there now. And we're going to be starting a training plan very, very soon. And it's, you know, something I'm excited about and looking forward to.
So how is recruitment going to be done for this under 13 squad?
Well, I and myself have spent a lot of time, you know, the last 3 or 4 weeks going around scouting players, you know, between the Foyle Cup and the Mull Cup. And it's, you know, it's a plan that me and myself are going to, or me and Mo is going to have to sit down now and come up with. And there's going to certainly be some kind of training programme for a number of weeks and then hopefully select a squad from that.
Okay, well, Mo, you've been roped into it apparently as assistant manager. Was it really, as he says, you've been roped in, but it's more that you have been roped in or you're actually pleased to do this?
Oh, well, of course, I haven't been roped in. That's a decision that I've made. Obviously, Paddy's approached me and we've had a few meetings and I like what he had to say and I like his plans and stuff like that. So it was a no-brainer for me, really.
So what's the under-13 league? Is it going to be similar to the 15s, 17s and 19s? Is it going to be North Section, South Section and everybody then across the country coming to a playoff position?
That's the way it's going to be. It's our understanding. But it's certainly starting in March. It's going to run parallel with the other three leagues. And it's something that's caused a wee bit of surprise. And we've had to move very quickly. So, you know, the next few weeks there's going to be a lot of work. I'm, you know, keen to get started on it.
Well, Paddy, you did start your post here away there, say, just a few months ago. How are you finding it at the moment?
Well, again, it was very much part-time. You know, now this has sort of accelerated to be more of a full-time thing. And something that myself and Mo, we spend a lot of time together now. They hopefully come up with a plan of how to make it the best we can and then just go and execute that plan then.
Well, Mo, the players that you have scouted, are you impressed with what you've seen so far?
Well, it's Paddy's done all scouting, so I haven't really scouted anybody. I know the age group. I know the players in Derry and around Derry and the surrounding areas, but Paddy's done, I think, all the scouting really so far.
You have a way, Paddy?
There's talent there, you know. This town and the surrounding area has always produced good football players, and you know, from what I've seen over the last 5 or 6 weeks, there's no different, especially in this age group. And you know, it's our job now to go and convince, firstly, the clubs and, you know, then the parents and the players that, you know, this is a right step for individual development, and it's now Derry City and the League of Ireland now have a pathway right from 12, 13 right up the under 19s, and you know, hopefully some won't get the 19s, hopefully some will be hitting the first team at 17, 18, but you know, the infrastructure's there now, and you know, for me personally, I think it's a great opportunity to get them in young and coach them right up for, you know, 5, 6 years and make sure they're ready to play senior football.
That's brilliant. Thanks, lads.